This is Central Time. In the world of math, abstract concepts can be tricky to illustrate to help people like me understand them. Disney tried with its 1959 animated feature Donald in Math Magic Land.
The mind knows no limits when used properly. Think of a pentagram, Donald. Now put another inside, a third, and a fourth. No pencil is sharp enough to draw as fine as you can think, and no paper large enough to hold your imagination. In fact, it is only in the mind that we can conceive infinity.
Infinity might be the most difficult thing of all to illustrate or to wrap our heads around. You can join in at 800-642-1234. I weirdly spent some time thinking about infinity. Do you? Has it boggled your mind to think of a concept of something without an end? Do you have a way of thinking about it? Or is this a concept that, like me, you have some trouble with? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Eugenia Cheng is scientist in residence at the School of the Art Institute in Chicago and honorary visiting fellow of pure mathematics at City University of London. Her books include The Joy of Abstraction, An Exploration of Math, Category Theory, and Life. That's out next month. And Beyond Infinity, An Expedition to the Outer Limits of Mathematics. She appears in the new Netflix math documentary, A Trip to Infinity. Eugenia, thanks for joining us again.
Oh, thanks for having me back.
Well, I have like a gist of what infinity means. Can you give us a good starter definition? What is infinity?
Infinity, well, it's very large, isn't it? And it's very mind-boggling. And that's the whole point of it. It's something that we can start to think about, but we, as it were, can't really finish thinking about it. And that can seem scary, but it's also wonderful because it shows, like the clip said, it shows how huge our imaginations are. And that's really the point of mathematics, is to delve into our imaginations.
Now, we've got this symbol. It looks like an 8 tipped over on its side, kind of. Where did that come from?
Oh, gosh. Do you know, I don't know where it came from. Oh. I'm sure someone's going to call in now and say, I can't believe you don't know where that came from. Everybody knows.
I absolutely don't. I think an 8 just fell over sometime. I don't know. Now, how long have mathematicians been working on this concept of infinity?
Mathematicians have been thinking about infinity for thousands and thousands of years. And one of the early investigations of it was with Zeno's paradoxes way back in the ancient Greek times, more than 2000 years ago, when they thought about things like, well, if I'm traveling from A to B, I have to cover half the distance, and then I have to cover half the remaining different distance, and then I have to cover half the remaining distance. And you can see where this is going, right? That takes an infinite number of steps. So does that mean I never get anywhere? And yet I get somewhere every day. So what is going on? Those kinds of paradoxes boggled their minds. And it's right that those boggled their minds because they're very mind boggling. And it took mathematicians 2000 years to find ways to pin down how we could talk about that in a rigorous way.
Now, here's something that I spend a weird amount of time thinking about, or I think it's weird anyway. If we take the integers like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? I get that's infinite because we can always add one more. If we take just the even numbers, 2, 4, 6, 8, and so on, that's infinite because you can always add 2. But hang on, there's twice as many numbers in that first one. So can an infinity be bigger than a different infinity?
Well, that's a very interesting question. I don't think it's weird that you spend a lot of time thinking about that. I think it's great. I think it's wonderful. And that is a weird thing because when you take the even numbers, it seems like you could pair them up with all the numbers, which kind of means that if you take half of infinity, that's the same size as infinity, which kind of makes sense because if you think about some basic concepts regarding infinity, you might think, well, it's the biggest thing, right? So if you add one, it's still going to be infinity. And if you multiply it by 2, then it's still going to be infinity. And if you multiply it by 10, it's still going to be infinity, and so on. So there's a lot of things you do to infinity and it's still infinity. But it turns out there are some things you can do and it actually does get bigger. So there really are different sizes of infinity. But a lot of the things we try and do, like adding 1 to it, won't make it any bigger.
Are there mathematical, manipulations of infinities, multiple 1 infinity plus 1 infinity or multiplying or things like that?
Yeah, there are. So the set theorists about 100 years ago figured out a way to deal with infinity in a couple of different ways. One is like queuing up where you really care who's in front of you and who's behind you in the queue. And another is just like counting how many people there are, where you don't mind whether you're in line or not. And it turns out that if you mind what order everyone's in, then it makes a difference. And so 1 plus infinity in that case is different from infinity plus 1, because 1 plus infinity says one person shows up and then an infinite number of people show up. So that's just an infinite line. Whereas if infinity people show up and then one person shows up at the end, that's like an entire infinity line and then another person. And the funny thing is that last person can't tell who's in front of them in the line, because it can't be the last person of the infinite people. It's like they can't see. It's that line in front of them goes on to infinity. And I like to think this is like when Shakespeare said forever and a day. Shakespeare knew that forever and a day is longer than a day and forever, because you have to wait through the entire forever and then another day.
We're talking to mathematician Eugenia Cheng, tackling the concept of infinity. Her books include Beyond Infinity, An Expedition to the Outer Limits of Mathematics. She appears in a new Netflix math documentary called A Trip to Infinity. You can join in at 800-642-1234. I think that's out now. Have you watched that new Netflix film? Did it leave you with some unanswered questions, with your mind boggled more or less than it was to begin with? Do you have questions about the concept of infinity? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up here on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking about infinity with mathematician Eugenia Cheng. Her books include Beyond Infinity, An Expedition to the Outer Limits of Mathematics, and she's featured in a new Netflix film called A Trip to Infinity. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Finite amount of time left in this conversation, so call in now. 800-642-1234 is the number. Let's bring on a caller. Kevin is with us in Janesville. Kevin, hi.
Hey, good afternoon. Just wondering if you know, you just touched on Zeno's paradox. Don't know if you know the bartender version.
I don't.
Infinite number of mathematicians walk into a bar. The first asks for a beer. The second asks for a half a beer, the third for a half of that, and so on and so on. The bartender is fed up, pours two full beers, and sets them up and says, "You mathematicians just don't understand your limits."
Kevin, thanks a lot. Some mathematical humor, Eugenia.
Yeah, that's a good one. And it, just in case people didn't understand it, it's because if you add one and a plus a half, plus a quarter, plus an eighth, and so on, in the limit, according to the definitions of calculus, that comes to two.
Excellent. Kevin, thank you so much for sharing the math joke with us at 800-642-1234. Now, in the Netflix film, Eugenia, I think you say that children get what infinity is. Does it mean that infinity should be easier for us adults to get a handle on?
I think it's not that children get what it is. It's that children, I think, are more comfortable with the idea of not fully understanding something. Mm. And I think that's really important, because I think it's a reason that adults get really put off math, because they feel like they don't understand it. And then maybe someone else in their class at school loudly declared that they found it really easy. And then anyone who doesn't find it easy feels stupid. And so they decide to go and do something else, perhaps an art subject or something that they consider to be more open-ended. But the thing is that none of us actually fully understands it. So if you feel like you don't understand it, you've kind of got the right idea about math. And I think children are so used to not really understanding anything about the world that they're not daunted by the feeling of not understanding infinity. And in fact, they're drawn to it and they're intrigued by it, just like maybe some people like looking over the edge of a cliff or standing on those glass bridges where you look down into the Grand Canyon or off the Willis Tower in Chicago or something. Now, I wouldn't like standing on one of those glass things because I would get very dizzy. But I love doing that inside my imagination because I know I'm not going to get physically hurt. And so I think it's not that children do understand it. It's that they relish that kind of gap beneath their feet, which I think is wonderful.
Now, I keep running into things where there's this really abstract mathematical concept, and then it has a really direct use or application outside of the world of pure math as well. How about infinity?
Yeah, infinity is like that as well. And I do like to stress that there are kind of two kinds of usefulness with math. There's the direct usefulness, and there's also the indirect kind where we practice using our brain well. And infinity is really important for both, because it's a good place to practice using our brain well to make sure we make arguments that really stand the test of logic. But it also led to the entire development of the field of calculus, which basically enabled the entire of modern life to happen. All of modern technology, starting from electricity, so really everything that we depend on, came from understanding how to fit together infinitely many, infinitely small things.
Now, in this Netflix documentary, there were mathematicians like you, of course, also philosophers and astronomers and theoretical physicists. Was it fun to be part of this kind of long-running panel discussion to see the way different disciplines use the concept of infinity?
It was really fun because, as you say, infinity is something that people from many disciplines try to talk about because it touches on so many things. And in the end, what I think that says is that we've put artificial boundaries in between disciplines. We say that there's math and there's physics and philosophy separately, but really everything is interconnected. And I think it's kind of wrong for us to split them all up, and it's much better for us all to talk to each other.
Okay, now it seems like every movie these days or TV show has a multiverse. There's like parallel dimensions and things like that. Does the study of infinity, illustrate the idea of different universes, multiple, I guess, an infinity of infinities?
There are so many possible different levels. That's more of a physics thing. But infinity does demonstrate to us that once we start letting in the infinite possibilities, there are so many weird things that can happen. Our human, poor finite human intuition is not that great at understanding infinity. And so one thing that math can help us with is to build logical structures that help us to explore further than our intuition can go. And our imagination can go further than our intuition sometimes. And so that, to me, is one of the powerful aspects of mathematics.
That's a great place to leave it. Eugenia, thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
That's mathematician Eugenia Chang, scientist in residence at the School of the Art Institute in Chicago. We talked to her about infinity for a finite amount of time. You can watch her if you want in the new Netflix documentary, A Trip to Infinity. Eugenia has a book about infinity, plus a new one coming out next month. It's called The Joy of Abstraction, an exploration of math, category theory, and life. Coming up, technology companies have more access to our private data than ever before. Find out why U.S. law has been slow to protect our privacy online and hear a call to strengthen those protections. First, it's the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Member Drive. Jill Nadeau joins me now. Our goal is to keep bringing you interesting, fascinating topics like our look at infinity. Your support makes it all happen because listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs. Give now. Any amount makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Rob, my brain hurts right now trying to
put it in a good way, right?
In a good way, absolutely.
It's like exercise.
It is.
For the brain.
You can actually feel your brain growing when you hear stuff like this. Seriously. make an even greater impact when you give right now, because $25,000 will be released when 500 people, including you, make a gift in support of WPR programs by the end of today.
A group of generous members have created this challenge to inspire your support of the programs that you and your entire community rely on.
So let's meet this challenge. Your gift of any amount makes a difference. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, throughout the day, we've covered some of the latest political news. We'll be talking about a really important privacy issues coming up, and we've explored the frontiers of mathematics. It's a great variety. You get this kind of variety every day. This day is just one more example of what you count on every day from Central Time.
Absolutely. And you know, WPR is listener supported. So that means that your donation at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 makes the many topics that you tune in for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you and then make your gift.
Sustaining members provide vital and stable support for Wisconsin Public Radio. If you're already a sustaining member, thank you for your ongoing support. If you're not a sustainer yet, become one right now.
That's right. And as a sustainer, you'll make ongoing automatic monthly payment donations from your bank account or your credit card. And it's really easy to set up. Just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And you'll feel really good every time you listen, knowing that your support is always current.
You've heard a lot of election coverage on Central Time, on the Ideas Network, and from our news team over the last year. There's more to come before Election Day on November 8th. You value this extensive coverage. It helps you understand the issues and make informed decisions.
WPR and NPR are your sources for reporting and analysis that you need this election season. Your support is vital. You keep our entire community up to date with your gift of at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
As the donor, you get to decide how much to give, and maybe $100 or $200 a month is the right amount for you.
And that might be what you spend every month on takeout or entertainment, for example. The things you enjoy and that make life better, just like listening to WPR. And the important thing is that you decide what amount is right for you. And then make a gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
A group of generous members will give $25,000 in challenge funds when 500 people, including you, step up to support the programs you can count on. That's a two-day challenge going to midnight tonight. I think we might be able to do it by the end of this hour.
Oh, I think so too, Rob. I'm so excited because it's getting so close. And you know what? When you give, you can also show off your love for WPR and Wisconsin with your new pair of socks. Just ask for yours when you give $15 a month or for WPR's essential public service. And like WPR, these navy and gold socks, well, they celebrate Wisconsin and the importance of staying informed and connected. So make your gift of $15 a month and ask for yours at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Why don't you make that $15 a month a sustaining gift so it'll keep going and you'll know that your membership in Wisconsin Public Radio is always current. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
David in Wisconsin Rapids says, we have supported WPR since the first member drive way back. Mary in Fitchburg says, we have donated regularly to WPR for the last decade. Thanks, WPR.
Well, how about you now? A couple longtime supporters there. You could join the team, start a tradition of your own with your gift right now. Online takes just a few minutes at WPR.org or a quick phone call, 888-202-2552, and thank you.